Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jeff Kent. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Brian Anderson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Lyle Mouton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pat Borders. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Norberto Martin. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thome moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thome scores. Bell moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Franco moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Borders and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. It's 3-0, Indians. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton bunts towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alomar moves to third. Vizquel moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips throws the ball into Durham, who tags Ramirez, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bell scores. Franco moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-1, Indians. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kent is 0-for-1 in the game. Kent is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton strikes out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borders hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Lofton moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lofton, who is chasing the ball. Durham reaches third base with a triple. Phillips scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Franco is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 0-for-1 in the game. Mouton hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borders is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Borders hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Borders moves to second. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kent is 0-for-2 in the game. Kent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Durham bunts towards third. Tommy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tomey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Fernandez covering, for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 0-for-2 in the game. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. Two outs. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borders is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Borders takes first base on ball 4. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kent is 0-for-3 in the game. Kent is hit by the pitch. Ramirez moves to second. Jeff Darwin now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to third. Kent moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Vizquel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham catches it and throws to second with Martin covering, to double up Kent. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a pop-up towards third. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Sirotka now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sirotka fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tomey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mudin is 0 for 3 in the game. Mudin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Ruffcorn now pitching. Mike Robertson now playing first base. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Franco goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Indians. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kent is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kent hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kent for the out. Ramirez moves to third. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez pinch hits for Pat Borders. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Domingo Cedeno pinch hits for Norberto Martin. Domingo Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines pinch hits for Darren Lewis. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. It's 9-4, Indians. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.